Coming right up, Straight Talk with Art Levine. Our guest tonight, Alan Lowenthal, State Senator for the 27th Senatorial District.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the Director of Program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. And by the Press Telegram. Your local news leader for over 100 years.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening. Welcome to Straight Talk. We're very honored to have as our guest for the entire show tonight, our state senator, Alan Lowenthal. Alan, welcome back to Straight Talk.
Oh, it's always great to be here.
Thank you. Give us an update on what's happening in Sacramento.
Well, you know, I think this show is going to be on just before and just after the election. So this is kind of a good time to look back. And I can tell you that there was a sea change, a radical change in the environment in the legislature in 2006 versus in 2005. 2005, the governor, you know, started off the session with his state of the state, and it basically was a declaration of war again with the legislative process. And we did very little that year except fight among ourselves. Doesn't make sense now to point out who was at fault, but it was a terrible, terrible year. In 2006, when we began in January, the governor came with an olive branch. He had just lost those special election, and he really wanted to accomplish things in a cooperative manner rather than in a confrontational manner. And he sent that message, and I think the legislature and the governor worked very, very hard to really accomplish things in three big areas. One was the budget. We passed a budget on time this
unheard year.
Unheard of. Unheard of on time, where we restored the cuts to education, higher education. I'm glad to see that Cal State Long Beach received more funding, and it actually will be hiring more new faculty members this year.
We should point out that our guest, Alan Lowenthal, was a professor at Long Beach State for 27 years in psychology before he began his political career as a city councilman, assemblyman, and now senator, but he still remains loyal to the institution.
Oh, I love the institution. You can, you know, maybe we'll have some chance, if we can, either tonight or some other time, to talk about California's higher educational system and the jewel of that system, Cal State Long Beach.
You bet.
But we really did. We restored education, we restored the cuts, And there was a process that California is back moving again. We did significant reforms in workers' compensation, and rates have come way down, and everybody was very pleased about that. We worked together. The governor came out with his strategic action plan to rebuild California. The state Senate and the assembly also came out with their plan, and we melded the two, and we came up with five bond parts of the bond. One was to ensure that gasoline taxes would stay for transportation. That's 1A, which we've just seen. Some of you will be seeing this just before you vote and some after. One was 1B, which is the largest infrastructure bond to really rebuild our infrastructure. What's really important about that is that there's a significant amount that targets our area because of air quality improvements, which are a part of that bond, and also infrastructure for the for goods movement. Another part of the bond was a large bond for higher education and education, K through 12. Another one was to protect our levees. You know, people in Southern California, in our district, think that, you know, water, we get our water by turning on the tap.
I think it grows on trees.
And it grows on trees, but it really comes from the Sierras, from, and it has to go through our entire kind of water system. And we're at risk. We have hundreds and hundreds of miles of levees that were done that are earth-laden, that are really not up to standards.
But the governor has permitted development in the lowlands there, which are areas at risk, and although we certainly have to protect the state, it seems misguided to permit extensive development in at-risk areas and then have the taxpayers pay the bill if, God forbid, something happens.
Right. The governor has not The governor is not as strong as some of the legislators in making sure that there cannot be any development there, and that those people that do develop when there is, that they assume the responsibility and the risk. Because right now, you and I, the taxpayers, assume all the responsibility, and we have to work on that. That is still unfinished business. And we, you know, with the tremendous growth in the state and the pressure for growth moving more and more inland,
sure,
we're putting more pressure on our agricultural lands and our state water system.
So you are supportive of all four of those
I'm supportive of all four of the bond measures.
And it's surprising to me it's not surprising, but as you point out, the governor has extended the olive branch, and his popularity has risen substantially as a result of the perception, and as you point out, the reality, that the legislature and the state government is getting stuff done.
Well, you know, whether you have a Republican or Democratic legislature or governor, it's really important that on important policy issues they work together.
Well, that's and the way it's finally, supposed to work, and, but historically it hasn't.
But I think it has worked this year, and it has been a wonderful experience. Another thing is that the governor signed from the legislature the most historic capping of greenhouse gases throughout the nation. We are AB 32, which he just recently signed, will set the standard for capping of greenhouse gases to really begin to deal with climate change. We have become worldwide in terms of people have noticed what is going on in California.
Well, I'm going to make a prediction. This show is being taped a month plus before the election. I believe the governor will be handily reelected.
I'm going to make a prediction that the governor will not be reelected, that as well as the governor has done in certain areas, there are still other areas where the governor has not performed as well, and that people remember the way the governor treated certain people in the past, the firefighters, the teachers. And I think it's going to be a very close election. I have great respect for the governor, but I do believe that Mr. Angelides will be elected.
Okay, you heard it here. We're betting a cup of coffee on this.
Cup of coffee.
And the last time I gave you advice not to run for public office,
that's
you wisely
right.
did not take it.
That's right. Okay. That's right.
Okay, we'll be back with more with our senator after these messages.
Strong winds and sunlight. The Earth's heat surfacing is steam. Abundant sources of clean energy to help meet our state's growing need for electricity. Southern California Edison leads the nation in the use of renewable energy, enough to supply more than 2 million homes. And since clean energy is something we believe in, we'll keep working to bring the benefits of nature's power plants directly to you. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison.
Let's unravel high-definition television. First of all, it's twice as sharp as regular TV, and prices have dropped dramatically. There's also tons to watch, like sports, movies, and concerts. You should see it on Panasonic's new 50-inch plasma display. You can check it out at Avid Electronics in Long Beach. What else are you going to do with your free time? Origami?
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxies ST, Open Country AT, and Proxies 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
It's time to make your career move. With quality training and education from the university of choice, Cal State Long Beach. Achieve personal and professional excellence by enrolling in career-enhancing programs offered through University College and Extension Services. Courses include computer technology, management, leadership, global transportation, accelerated degree programs, and more. Make your career move now. Call today for your free catalog.
Okay, we're back, continuing our wonderful conversation with State Senator Alan Lowenthal. And, of course, port security is high on everybody's concern. And let me just state for the record that although there have been dramatic upgrades in port security, the port still leaks.
Absolutely. You know, we are many ways dependent upon the Department of Homeland Security, the federal government, to provide us with the resources. They have not provided us with these resources. It's incredulous. It's absolutely shocking that.
And when Congressman Rohrabacher was on our show, we discussed the fact that Homeland Security money is being politicized,
right,
and being distributed not where the risk is often, but where politically powerful chairmen have their districts. And everyone agrees that Long Beach, L.A. port is a national security asset and a national security target. And not to get adequate funding, and let me just hold up a recent press telegram showing that the port has been shortchanged on security.
Right.
It's outrageous.
It is outrageous. We asked for a minimum amount of money in this, $50 million, just to protect what we have, the resources, and we received approximately for both ports a total of $12 million, less than 25% of what we needed. And you're right. Remember, 45% of the nation's goods travel in and out of these two ports. The nation would come to a stop, a standstill, if there was any short stoppage of the movement of goods. And the people of this community, which, you know, benefit not only our community but greatly the nation, are put at risk.
To your great credit, you sponsored the cargo container fee bill. And I can't imagine many issues where you and Congressman Rohrabacher would agree, but he also agreed on the idea of a tax. And yet when that bill, which passed legislature, went to the governor vetoed your container tax bill, which would have put a modest, I think, $30 per container tax to be used for security and to mitigate air quality and transportation problems. And it just seems to me that people would be willing to spend a few more cents for items at Target and Walmart to provide for a safe port and to mitigate the impact on our communities.
I agree, Art. You know, the whole thing is about show me the money. Where is the money going to come to do this? And the national government, the federal government, has not really responded. So we're put in a position where the state is putting up some bonds, but we need partners. No longer can government alone do it all. We need partners. And really what this is, this is not a tax. This is a fee. And the difference between a tax and a fee is a tax goes into the general account. It goes into the big pot and can be spent anywhere. This money, where there's a fee, is when you designate how the money is collected, and it benefits the very people who are paying that fee, because there has to be a direct nexus between. So the owners of these goods, the Walmarts, will not, the Targets, the Nikes, who are manufacturing their goods overseas, what they will get is better ways to move their goods, because the money has to be spent. They will get security for their goods, and they will also begin to clean up. We will clean up the horrible pollution, because this is more than pollution. We are talking about a public health crisis. We are talking about, in this region alone, the southeastern part of L.A. County, the Long Beach area, through L.A. County, that we estimate now that approximately 1,200 people die prematurely for lung disease due to diesel particulates. The 70% of the diesel particulates are due to port-related activities.
It's disappointing that you could not get the support of the Walmarts and the Targets.
Well, you know, their bottom line is to move goods as cheaply as possible. I think they see the writing on the wall. I think even in the governor's veto message, he said, give me some chance to work with them. I'm coming out with my plan in December.
And you're going to come out
next
year.
And we're coming back.
So this is I predict that will pass eventually.
And I think the governor, between you and me, had a very difficult time because he passed all that other legislation which was agreeable to Democrats. I think the governor had a difficult time because the one place where the more traditional Republican base did not want him to go was to raise fees or taxes. That's the one. But even though this is, as the Press Telegram pointed out in their editorial in support, and the LA Times pointed out in their editorial in support, if you're going to put on any fee, this is the one that really benefits the state.
Yeah. Well, you stay with it.
I will stay with it, as you did with
the port and the no net increase bill,
right,
which still hasn't passed, but... But
we've started, of course. You know, this isn't, I don't do easy, quick, small legislation. What I have done since when I was first elected to the Long Beach City Council, where they used to have all those millions of tons of open coke piles. This is an ongoing process to make sure that we stick with it and we do it.
You've moved the... What used to be a voice in the wilderness, and we've talked this, has become virtually a majority
position
now.
The port fully accepts,
and the Greenport philosophy, to their
absolutely
great credit, embodies what you were preaching years and years
ago
in the wilderness.
I'm very, very proud of both ports and the State Environmental Protection Agency, the Air Resources Board, South Coast Air Quality Management District, all now have embraced that. You know, as we move forward with economic development, we cannot allow the pollution to continue.
Okay, we'll be continuing our conversation with Senator Lowenthal, but first we have to pause for these messages.
Bill Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Phil is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Phil Trainees.
The name Diversa defines excellence in precision hair cutting and design. Diversa Salon has been doing business for more than 20 years. For men and women, Diversa provides the total experience in haircuts, skincare, and a variety of services for more than 80 stylists and technicians. Our beauty supply stores feature Diversa brand and a large selection of major products to keep you looking your best. We have 3 convenient locations to serve you, so call now for an appointment. For the total experience, come to Diversa.
Welcome to Golden Security Bank. We are committed to providing commercial real estate loans that meet your specific needs. Golden Security Bank has been a wholesale lender in Southern California more than 20 years, and we've also been the top-ranked bank under $1 billion in assets and are now funding loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million. With our experienced team of loan consultants that have more than 70 years of combined commercial lending expertise, you will get a yes answer fast. Golden Security Bank, we look forward to putting our experience to work for you.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
We're continuing our conversation with Alan Lowenthal. Alan, you've been in the legislature now for many years. What's it like being up there?
I like being in the legislature. You know, coming from the background, as we pointed out at the beginning of the show, an academic background as a psychologist, I realize what it's like to work on relationships and how fragile, you know, we're really talking about people and how fragile people's
sure.
egos are. And I think that I've been able to get things done for our district and to protect the people of the district because I respect the role of all these other legislatures, yeah. and I like to work with legislators.
And you were selected as Legislator of the Year, so yeah. congratulations for that. And your counterpart in the Assembly, Betty Carnett, is also well-liked and respected.
That's right.
And is the kind of personality that tries to bring people together as opposed to being an abrasive, in-your-face type of legislator.
Right. I think that that's kind of really reflects our community. I think our community is one in which embraces inclusiveness.
I agree. Let's talk about a subject near and dear to my heart, and that is redistricting. I personally find it outrageous that the legislature, the two parties, colluded to carve up the legislative seats in both the state and federal level to make every district safe. And in the 2002 election, no contested seat changed hands.
And then again in the 2004 election, also no contested seats.
It seems to me that the people should be electing you guys, and you guys should not be selecting the voters. And I know you feel strongly that way and introduced a redistricting bill that would take the power to redistrict out of the hands of the parties whose self-interest is overwhelming and put it in the hands of, I think, retired judges.
Well, but this was an independent commission, retired
independent
judge
commission.
Bright, of independent citizens.
But that, did that pass any, did it pass the House, pass the Assembly, pass the Senate?
It passed the Senate. It actually, you know, to put a constitutional amendment, because to do redistricting, you have to change the California Constitution. Any other state that has really done redistricting, and they which takes it out of the hands of the legislature, the most recent being the state of Arizona, when they have done it, it has always been citizens' initiatives that have done that. It would have been historic for a state legislature to voluntarily put an initiative on the ballot to give up its own power. But I agree with you, Art, I love the legislature. I love what I'm doing. But I think we do better in writing laws. I don't think we do well in drawing our own districts, because what happens is that it becomes not a public process, it becomes a private process without any transparency, late at night. Decisions are made that do not take into account interests of communities or communities of interest, but the self-interest of individual legislators.
And the result is that since every district is safe for either the Republican or the Democrat, the real race is in the primary.
That's right.
And therefore, in the Democratic districts, the most liberal Democrat normally wins in the primary, and in the Republican districts, the most conservative Republican wins in the primary. So you get a polarized legislature of liberal Democrats and conservative Republicans.
Frequently, that is what occurs. Not always in every case, but that frequently occurs. But I will tell you, the times they are changing. I went through the 2000 and 2001 redistricting as a state assembly member, following what you said, you know, then the 2002, nothing changed. I introduced then, because I was so appalled, we here in Long Beach lost our congressional seat. That doesn't mean that the two Congress members that represent Long Beach are not good people, but they do not come from this part, both of the, you know, they do not, they're not homegrown, they're not people who break bread with people from Long
sure.
Beach, no matter how good they are.
Sure.
I was appalled that they carved that up. You remember that was really Congressman Horn's seat,
yeah.
and that was carved up. So I voted against it, the redistricting plan that the legislature, one of the few legislators that voted against it, the congressional boundaries and the state Senate boundaries, even though they were going to be writing for me a state Senate seat that was going to be safer, I still voted against it.
You probably want to win a contested race,
not a
no-brainer race.
I've always done that. No. I've always won. But what happens is that when I first introduced that the following year to do I could not even get a second in the committee. No one wanted to touch. I had no support. I was a lone voice. By this year, I had 2/3 of the state Senate
really?
Passed it. We had 27 out of 40 members the almost two-thirds of both Democrats and Republicans passed it. Now, it got held up in the Assembly because they were very nervous that it was going to get out there. But it's gaining traction. It is gaining traction because it is the right thing to do. And the only way we are going to, remember we talked earlier about how the legislature and the governor are beginning to work together. People still distrust
us. So you're going to introduce this next
term. Absolutely. We have to do that.
Okay, we'll be coming back with a final commentary after these messages. Stay with us.
Own a digital camera? Come to Fromex Photo Lab to have your prints made. Using the latest high-tech equipment, Fromex will give you high-quality archival prints from your digital camera. Drop off your camera memory card just like a roll of film.
The new Fromex Annex now offers classes in basic digital photography. Learn how to get great photos from any digital camera. Ask about class availability.
Fromex Photo Lab and Digital Imaging, in Belmont Shore since 1982.
Sometimes you just need a good lawyer. Sometimes life is complicated, unfair, or you may be wrongfully accused. Hi, I'm Rich Poland. I've been helping people in Long Beach for over 25 years. You've already taken me into your home. I'm on the back of your big phone book. I've helped your kids reach the table. I've even held the door open for you. The State Bar has certified me as a criminal law specialist. I'm here to help because sometimes you just need a good lawyer.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
Fascinating discussion with our state senator, and I do agree with him on the importance of a container tax. I think we all would be willing to pay a few extra cents to have a safe port and to mitigate the environmental impacts in traffic and air that our port operations take. We support the port. It's a major economic engine, but we need to mitigate the problems, and we certainly want a safe port. Also, on redistricting, it's abundantly clear to me that we have to take this out of the hands of the parties. And Alan Lowenthal has been leading the charge on both redistricting and on the port container fee. And Alan, we thank you very much for your leadership on these important issues. And we wish you well in the session to come.
Thank you, Art.
And thank you all for joining us. It's been a great show. And we invite you to email us with your comments. The website will be put up in our email address. We welcome your thoughts. Thank you for joining us, and please be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison and the Press Telegram. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.